2237.
Neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Friday, November 30th, last day of the month, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and hate to say it, friends, Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
You hate to say it?
Always make me look good, Jake.
Hate is a strong word.
If you'd like to check us out on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, and you're a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. That number again is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Just recently on Facebook, you can find all these stories, Sons of Liberty Radio. French socialist. This is one of the French from the
Socialist Party. That's on Facebook.
Party. Yep. On the business move. What's the big deal? We're just doing what Obama does. What did they do? Well, France's industry minister and the leader of the ruling Socialist Party made headlines last week when he said the Indian steel company that was going to leave the country because its profits were so low, the government ended up taking it over. And keeping it, socializing it, basically, nationalizing. And when questioned about the decision, he said, I'm defending my government's decision to nationalize the factory. That it's nothing unlike what U.S. President Barack Obama would do. So when you have a socialist party, we've already been saying this, but this is materializing again. The socialist party in France is saying, hey, we're doing the same thing that Barack Obama's doing. We have a free republic in the United States of America, the furthest thing from socialism. We are a republic. All of our people are created equal. This is the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And yet you have somebody out there as bold to say, who is a socialist leader in the country of France, which we are not trying to mimic. This is what happens in this administration. We're no longer leading. We're actually being followers of other countries.
Sure.
And those countries are using what they're doing to justify this, how important it is to stay the light.
Well, people fail to remember that when Senator Obama, Mr. 142 days preceding his presidency mysteriously, he was overseas talking about a new world order, and he said there is no other way.
Yeah.
And you see Henry Kissinger, who's talking the same lingo. You see people didn't pay attention to what the situation was. So here we are. One of the things that I hate, I got to interject this really, really quick here. I can't stand magnifying Hitler. I can't stand magnifying the crimes of an administration. I can't stand listening to radio where they do nothing but magnify the Hitlers, the bad guys, the bad news all the time. You know, we're Americans. We should be highlighting the spirit of heroism, patriotism, valor. And we're missing that element. And I told my wife on the way down to a different town close to here where I'm at today this morning, I said, I am so tired of hearing this talk. I said, isn't it interesting? It's talk, 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 talk. And that's all you hear is talk. You never hear any resolve.
That's right.
No resolve. And it gets so sickening to me. And the resolve comes within and from within the people.
What we do with it.
That's right. Instead of magnifying what this criminal in office is doing, and everybody, you need to clearly understand, he's nothing short of criminal. He is a criminal. His administration is criminal to who you are as a republic. It's that simple. And until people start calling him for what he is and his administration is, he's going to continuously push forward. Mm-hmm. Now he's emboldened to act like a dictator all the more through the fabricated voter fraud that took place on our country. And folks, that isn't, oh, well, you're a sore loser. No, 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 friends. Do the homework. Do the math. The numbers weren't there. And now we're here. It's been pushed over the line. Everybody's forgotten about it. Romney's buddy with Obama yesterday in the White House. It's everything that we tried to tell you before it took place. This is WWF at its worst. And here we are.
Yeah.
So the resolve comes from with. And it comes from within the United States, within the union, within good government, because there's a lot of good government out there, friends, that we need to get behind. But we as preachers and patriots, we need to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
We need to step up. We need to take the initiative and deal with the issues at hand, because without doing that, there is no resolve.
That's right.
The resolve is justice.
And
end of story.
And you actually aid your enemy, because that's all you're doing is glorifying what he did. In the light of this, because you made a perfect point, and that was my following point after that, there's three stories here that we just posted on the Sons of Liberty Facebook about people that are bringing resolve. Brent Bazell, many of you that don't know him from the Media Research Center.
Good for him.
Friends of ours, they've done videos with us. We know most of the staff down there, great guys. He stepped up to the plate and warned the GOP.
And what did I say to you, Jake?
Good for him.
No, what did I say to you right after you told me it was Brent Bazell from MRC? I said, isn't that what Sean Hannity should have been doing?
Oh, absolutely.
No, but what they'll do is they'll cover Brent Bazell when he gets in trouble because they're too spineless to stand up.
Yep.
And what they are is they're so caught up in the system that they do nobody in this country any good.
Exactly.
Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the revisionists once again. We're going to go to the science history books. Why are they being changed every 3 to 7 years, set of principle to Bradley Dean? That would be me. And then we're going to talk about dictionaries. Why do they change and water down the meanings of words? And what you're going to find out is the words that they had back in 1913 and 1828 to the present are completely contradict one another. Pretty amazing stuff, it really is. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan will be right back with you after this break.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Sons of Liberty again, friends. 1-877-807-9977. I know we're dumping a lot of information on you, but if you'd like to weigh in on any topic, biblical, constitutional, question, comment, whatever the case might be, give us a call. That number again is 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead and express that thought, Jake.
Yep. There's a couple of them, but the first is go back to the French socialist. Now what he's doing, and this is what happens with America. This is how important, how pivotal you are. Christ said to he was given much, he was entrusted with much, there's much required of that person.
Yeah.
America has been entrusted with more than any other country next to Israel of old in the history of the world because of what light we have. So now you have other countries using America to justify what? Goodness or socialism? Now they're using it to justify socialism. Now flip that scenario. Let's go back to America's goodness and the greatness of what America is. Countries before could never use us to justify the wickedness that they were doing.
That's right.
That's where it shows us our duty and our responsibility again, and how important this is to not let the ball drop and not to pray for Jesus to come back, but to pray that we can impact the culture for Christ.
Well, you can see that in Scripture where one country would do something and then another sister country
would follow
right along, hook, line, and sinker. And God would judge them both.
That's right.
You're just not going to get away from it.
And it says in the Bible, he will judge your king and you. You and your king.
Yeah.
So whatever you allow your king to do, you're ultimately judged by. Brent Bazell steps up to the plate.
Next point.
Because Mr. Bazell is
MRC.
Sick and tired of the GOP capitulating.
Yeah.
Everybody from the Speaker of the House on down. They complain.
He's a drunk, friends. You need to understand Boehner's a drunk.
Yes.
Okay, that's inside information. Wanted to share that with you. He's a total drunk.
And look at what he doesn't do. He doesn't do the things that drunk people
do. No, they're having secret meetings. Him and Obama, him and his golf buddy, they're having secret meetings.
Yep.
This is not on the table today, friends. Yep.
And of course, your former presidential candidate having a secret meeting as well. But
digressing
to Mr. Bazell.
Well, they were having those along the way anyways.
True.
Man, behind closed doors when they weren't in the ring, if that's what you want to call it. Talking about the topics only to implement their propaganda and their agendas. Then what were they doing? They're probably having dinner behind closed doors, hanging out on the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, Obama probably got mad about him for the Fast and Furious thing, like looking at him like, you're not supposed to be saying that.
Do that again, Willard. Yeah. So Brent Pizzell, why do people support him? I can say why we've supported him, why he supported us.
Media Research Center, yes.
The Media Research Center. He steps up to the plate and calls a spade consistently. Yeah. He's an ornery, agitated human being, and why shouldn't he be with the state that our culture's in right now?
Yeah.
He steps up to the plate and says to the Republican parties who have been the Republican Party for the past 2 years after they were put in by the American people, have been capitulating to this president, to this administration. He says,
don't they have control, Dick?
Of course they do.
Oh, well, this doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, things run slow around here. They didn't run slow when we had health care ramrodded down our throats.
Do you remember when this president, this administration was first inaugurated, the first thing he did is he started saying, we have to pass this bill.
Emergency.
Emergency. What are they doing again? Right towards his new, his second inauguration.
Right. Got to raise taxes.
That's
gotta
right. We better do this.
Fast.
Well, the fact of the matter is behind closed doors, it has nothing to do with about a fiscal cliff. It has everything to do with Obama pushing his administration down the throats of the American people through oppressive measures.
That's what
it comes down. Yep.
And Brent Pizzell knows it. We know it. The talking heads of the day know it. The Conservative Party knows it. The Republican Party know it. But the only people acting are people like Pizzell who's stepping up to the plate right now and saying, listen, people donate to me because I will stand on the right side of the issues.
Yep.
People put you in office because they want somebody to stand on the right side of the issues. If you're not going to, I'm going to steer my donors, which he has a very powerful donor base, by the way. He's very hated by liberal socialists and leftists, which he should be if he's doing right.
It's amazing politicians aren't, though, right?
That's right. His own party isn't. Yeah. He's saying, I'm going to tell my donors that are their donors, the political party's donors, the Republican Party, don't donate for these guys anymore. And I'm going to take a stand and clearly give an alternative.
Yeah.
And that's something that
he's coming up, putting his foot down and saying, if you do this, you're done.
You're done.
That's what every American person...
Exactly.
Yep.
And like you said before, the conservative talking heads, they give lip service to Pizzell.
And I hate saying that. I got to say, I really do hate saying that. But folks, I just want to lay to your candor. What are these talking heads, what have they brought you over the last 20 and 30 years? Absolutely nothing.
And that's what they're looking for.
And who's winning? If we were winning the game and we were taking the ground, I would say, hey, high five all the way.
Something good's happening.
So I don't mean to interject. By the way, Brent Pizzell is friends with Sean Hannity. That's why I brought Sean Hannity up.
He's on there.
Because Brent will say what Sean won't.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sean wants to save his listenership. Because if he shakes him up too much, we might just save the country.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
And Brent Pizzell says, well, we need to save the country. Isn't that why we're doing this? And they will allow him to be the whipping boy. You know, the libs are going to go after him. Everybody's going to go nuts after him.
Let him go after him.
But that's where the redemption is found, is on the other side of
that. They went after Michelle Bachmann. Where's she today, friends?
Exactly.
You know what's interesting about Bachmann?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we go across the country, people love her. Because she says it the way it needs to be said, black and white.
Mm-hmm. And not everybody.
Love her or hate her.
That's right.
And it's like a preacher. Hey, it's like Martin Luther said.
Mm-hmm.
If after hearing me preach, you don't hate sin, you're going to hate me. That's exactly right.
He's not giving them alternatives.
No, it's black and white. There is no gray. Jesus rebuked gray. There's nothing gray about the Christ. Everything was black and white. Everything is hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll puke you. I'll spew you out of my mouth. And rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got to either be hot or cold. And both hot and cold are good, actually. It's the lukewarm that's not.
So were you... done with your point?
Just about. Planned Parenthood stepped up to the...
Well, you just let me know when you're done, okay?
I'm sorry. This is so good, though. Because, everybody would have you thinking and believing, and right now you have a president that is a minister for Planned Parenthood, even though he's black, and Planned Parenthood is aimed at genocide.
They love killing black babies. Black folks praising this man.
Women's health.
Oh, my gosh. And he is there to eradicate the race. Mm-hmm. Folks, do your homework in the Hispanic. Listen to what Margaret Sanger said. Sure. That's a different topic. But, my gosh, folks, they are praising the executioner.
Yes, they are.
Speaking of babies.
Planned Parenthood of South Central New York is the latest affiliate to become independent. Why? Because it won't comply with this rule. Now, Planned Parenthood...
won't comply.
The abortion industry is mob-run. It's how it started, and it's a huge moneymaker right now.
Wasn't Margaret Sanger also a preacher at the KKK?
Oh, yeah, she likes to stand
up. Let's not
for
talk
KKK.
About. Isn't the KKK a Democratic arm?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Started by the Democratic
you know what
the, Party.
You know what those people are that are behind the KKK? They're looking at the black folks like saying, you some stupid folks.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Oh, stupid folks.
We'll just give you the Democratic
you
Party.
Voting, yep, you voting for the very ones trying to take you out.
Yep. And have been, historically speaking, and the proof is in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
This mandate, because
well,
this is why this woman from South Central New York, Marjorie Danifesser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, said in a statement today, this is what she said, this mandate about either provide abortions or you're going to get dumped by Planned Parenthood. So she split off and said,
oh,
I don't need you. This mandate will no doubt result in an increase in revenue for Planned Parenthood, as well as an increase in more than 329,000 lives. The abortion chain ends in 1 year.
100,000, that sounds like old King James.
Does that sound like women's health, she said?
No.
Doesn't sound like women's health to me, murdering a baby.
No, there's nothing about Planned Parenthood that's upright.
No.
Nothing.
And people are pulling
it's not evasion. It's extortion. I mean, their version of coming over and say, hey, listen, either you do it our way or not, reminds me of the way the mob used to do it.
Exactly.
Back in the 30s when they go from store to store,
yep,
saying, do you need our protection? The store owner would say, no, we don't need your protection. The mob would look at them and say, you need our protection.
So good.
The store owner would say, no, I don't need your protection. The mob would look at them and say, yeah, you do need our protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, if it's not protection from bad people, it's going to be protection from us.
It reminds me of Rome. Marcus Crassus, I believe, is who it was.
Oh, Crassus.
He owned the police or the fire department.
That's right.
And so he actually became an extremely large, wealthy landowner in Rome. And this is how he did it. Fires would break up. He'd pull up out there with his fire truck outside of the person's house burning down saying, hey, did you need a fire engineer? Oh, they didn't have fire engines there, but you need assistance?
You need a bucket of water, dog?
And the man would say, well, yes, I do. Please, quickly, my house is burning. He says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll buy that house from you right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean you'll buy my house? It's burning down. Yeah, I'll buy it for $30,000. The man says, no, just help me put out the fire. Nah, can't do that, but I'll buy your house from you.
Yeah.
So as the house continues to burn, he says, well, I'll give you 20 now. Forcing them because he controlled.
Extortion.
Gun to the head.
Yep.
And that was how he gained most of his wealth in Rome.
Now, this is exactly how Hitler operated through the brown shirts.
Same tactics.
So the brown shirts were actually the ones sent to start the fires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need
so
you need to
did you find
house?
In history Crassus was doing the same thing? He was the one actually that wanted the property.
Promoted the
so
crime.
He'd go, there you go.
Promoted the crime. And then it led people to believe, is he the one actually starting the fires? Is he creating the conflict?
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of which, back to our original conversation. Talk radio, for the most part, useless, repetitive, rhetorical.
All it is, that's right.
Why are we in this country listening and tuning in to those that magnify crime? What would you think of a cop if that's all he did was magnify crime? What would you think of a talk show host that that's all he did was magnify the Germans rather than the heroics of our dead, fallen, sacrificial lambs? What do you think?
I think
we need to give honor where honor is due and say, you know what? Hitler's done. Amen? We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about the revisionists if Jake's done. Huh?
Done.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com. PatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. Congratulations for 9 years on the air to folks who understand that the restoration of the Republic depends on the application of biblical principles to the civil body politic. Congratulations, well done.
Well, that was rather nice, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Presidential candidate 2004, Constitutional Party. Hey, it's actually 13 years, though. Probably want to get that straight next time on ceasefire.
Straighten it out.
All right, yeah.
Come on. Hey, you know, we just got an email, actually, this morning.
Jake, I got to get to this topic, and you're really starting to agitate me.
This one is good.
Yeah, I'm going to get Izzy in here pretty quick, and he's going to tell you how you're starting to agitate his dad.
Tell us the Twitty.
Yeah,
the
Twitty account.
Gun control. Folks, the column just was released last night. Gun control, dictatorship style, in WorldNet Daily. Right on the front page there. You're going to want to read this again, because it keeps opening the curtain. Most of you have been listening for the past couple of weeks, so we've been touching on it. Right on, bro. Once they confiscate our guns, it's all over.
Listen to that.
This was an email from somebody
I know. I cannot stand that attitude or that conversation people have. Oh, once they take our guns. No, once you give them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only way to get them.
Once they, a small portion.
Itty-bitty.
Of a... illegal corruption in our government comes and attempts to take away our guns from 300 and how many million people? Listen to that.
Quite a task.
Just listen to that. Why are they going to go done? No, man. They're going to come and get our guns. Why would they come to get your guns? Are they good guys? Is that why they're coming to get your guns?
Sure.
Or are they bad guys? Wow. Fear, 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 fear. How's that work out for you, friends? Fear. 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 This is the response you get. When they take our guns, how's that fear working out, friends? Who's pushing the fear? Huh? Is it the Constitution? Is it the Bible? Or is it the enemy? Fear. 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 I cannot stand that. When they come take our guns, man. when they come take our kids away from us. Well, no offense, bro, and I thank you for your comment, but the bottom line is 3,700 babies a day are being slaughtered in your country.
Already.
And when they do take them, God's going to look down and say, who allowed it? Who allowed them people to kill innocent babies in the womb, and you sat and did nothing? That's how it's going to go down. Not on my watch, though. I'm so sick and tired of seeing posts by people and emails by people. Look at what they're doing to us. Look at they're doing. They're only doing what you're letting them do. You don't work for them. They work for you. That's pretty simple. They're an extension of you. If they're corrupt, it means you're corrupt. You know, just like I said earlier, Jake, it's true. Either you're going to hate the revisionists and you're going to hate the lies that are thrown on you 24/7 through the state-run media after this program, or else you're going to hate me and Jake. It's just that simple. And the reason most people would hate us, if they do hate us, is because they hate the facts. They hate the truth because we ain't giving you our opinion. Let's get back over to some more revisionists real quick. Listen again to Samuel Morrison. Skepticism is an important historical tool. It is the starting point of all revision of hitherto accepted history. The most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. George Orwell, do you think the revisionist friends, do you think those that are trying to incrementally take you over through a siege, which, by the way, is happening, it's been happening for a long time, do you think that maybe your enemies are using these tactics? Yeah, I would think so.
Exploiting them.
And what's interesting about it is when people do have the facts, they still give ear to the other side. Oh, it's like the North and the South, isn't it? It's like the North and the South, isn't it? Some want to fight for the North and some want to fight from the South. Well, those that fight for the North are going to get shot by the South, and those that fight for the South are going to get shot by the North. And that's exactly what happens to people that try playing it both ways. There is no in-between. Friends, back to the revisionists. Why are your science books and your history books being changed every 3 to 7 years? Question mark. I had a Wisconsin school principal tell me, Bradley, they're being changed more than that. Folks, truth never changes.
Amen.
So it's not only confusing, but dangerous to change the facts in your history books over the years, little by little by little by little. And how do you change history? Well, let's go to your dictionaries really quick. Let me give you a definition from a dictionary, Webster's 1913. I'll give you the word love, okay? Love, its definition in Webster's dictionary 1913. Manifestation of desire for earnest effort to promote the welfare of people.
Sounds like Christ.
It sounds like love. Yep. You're looking out for your other brother. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brothers. That's what it sounds like to me, 1913. 1998, Webster's, love, same exact word, definition, a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. No, that's lust.
Yes, it is.
Let me go to the word lust. Okay? Lust, Webster's, 1998, a strong sexual desire, an intense longing, a craving. Well, if you look at how they watered down the word from 1913 to 1998, they took the very definition, the very heart of love, and they changed it to now what lust means in 1998. So instead of love looking out for your brother's welfare, promoting the welfare of people, as it says in 1913, now it means a strong feeling of attraction. That is the definition of lust in 1998. So what they've done is they've taken the meanings of the words, friends, and completely turned them on themselves. Upside down. Completely backwards. So again, you take the word love, for example, talking about the revisionists, how they've changed it. Folks, there's so many new words added to the new Webster's. They have gay marriage in there now. They have some things, folks, that are just so far out there that if you look back in Webster's 1828, they were never there. Oh, well, we've evolved. I know. Again, what have we evolved into? We've evolved away from obeying our God is really what it comes down to. Just call it for what it is, because that's really what it comes down to. Folks, on that final day, Scripture says that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So you may as well just get it within yourselves. You're going to face God on judgment day for every thought. Jesus said you're going to be held accountable for every word and every thought on the day of judgment. Just think about that. That's a true understanding of grace, too. It goes to the thought, because the Bible says we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of Christ before it becomes action.
Motive.
You know, now it becomes action by the modern politician who promotes the action and the thought first. And then when it's a crime, they create a bureaucracy to let them off because they themselves are guilty. Again, it comes back to we want Barabbas, crucify Christ. We want a murderer because we're murdering the Christ right now. It's not working out too good for America, is it? When you look at the definition of words, and I'm just giving you one example right now. Let's go to the word lust in 1913. As for the gratification of sexual appetite or covetousness, that's a violation of both the 7th and the 10th commandments. So instead of love meaning manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people, they have changed it to mean a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. So love in 1913 now means, according to the new revisionist, what lust meant in 1913. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Folks, love gives. Love gives. Lust takes. Love gives, lust takes.
What's the communist adage that we want to make them think that snow is black?
That's exactly right. These are the people that are behind this. But again, you cannot complain about what 300 million people sit down and tolerate to a small minority. You know, I had one joker say, you know, Bradley keeps talking about this 1.7% of the population. Well, that's the conglomerated number of those that are willfully destroying this country. And when you look at history, stupid, and I'm talking to the idiots that write these kind of things without doing their homework first, you'll see that less than 3% of the population was used by God to bless this nation that we now walk in. Now, less than 3% of the population is being used to destroy what the other percentage rate allows. So it shows you, with God on your side, you are a majority. With God against you, it doesn't matter how much and how many people you have warring against God. It's not a good place to set yourself.
You know, I had a woman this morning when I was talking to her on the phone. She was one of our donors that donated this morning.
That's what donors do?
Yeah. And she did donate for the matching grant, and we appreciate it very much, all of you, to support the ministry. She was talking about, well, what do you think the problem is in schools? And I said, well, what are the teachers teaching in schools? You have a few socialist teachers that like to brainwash and indoctrinate the kids and proselytize them. But then we started to discuss different things, and we started talking about the family and the parents. And I thought to myself, okay, if my son went to a public school, which he does not, he's homeschooled right now. If he went to a public school and the teacher started teaching out of line, my kid would know right away, hey, that's wrong, because of what I teach him at home.
Yeah.
He would come home and tell Dad, Dad, my teacher's teaching out what's wrong. And Dad would deal with teacher. Teacher would be fired. No more problem in the public school.
This dad wouldn't deal with teacher because Dad wouldn't allow teacher to teach son.
Exactly.
You're teaching your kids, in essence, is what you're saying, is your kid knows the straight stick so well that he can identify the crooked one.
Because of how well you do as a parent.
Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come back. More revised history tearing down their altars, friends. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
History revised. Let's talk about the 4th of July really quick. An obvious example of the secularization of history occurs each year around the 4th of July. Americans are taught that taxation without representation was the reason America separated from Great Britain. Yet, taxation without representation was only reason number 17 out of the 27 reasons given in the Declaration of Independence. It was not even in the top half, yet it's all that most ever hear. Never mentioned today are the numerous grievances condemning judicial activism or those addressing moral or religious or other issues. Of course not. And this is exactly, by the way, as to what the presidential debates were about. The issues they wanted to talk about. Unconstitutional, too, for the most part, friends. History revised. America's first secular government. What? Thomas Jefferson said, making the distinction between European governments and American government, he said it was like making the it was making the distinction between heaven and hell. We're the first secularized government, friends. Did you know that? That's what makes us the light of the world, I guess. Okay.
Then we need to change a bunch of things.
We do.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's exactly
Wait
a
minute.
That's exactly right. If they get you asking the wrong questions, then they can get you moving the wrong pieces, right?
Yes, they can.
Texts now forcefully assert that the American founding produced the first intentionally secular government in history, attempting to make it look just like them. Even though the Declaration officially acknowledges God in four separate clauses, but who still teaches the Declaration or even reads it? Huh, parents? That's your job. Similarly, leaders such as John Hancock and John Adams receive credit as being the source of our independence.
even though John Adams himself declared that Reverend Dr. Jonathan Mayhew and the Reverend Dr. Samuel Cooper were two of the individuals most conspicuous, the most ardent and influential in the awakening and revival of American principles and feelings that led to American independence. Forget the pastors, man.
No.
Real pastors, friends. The Black Regiment, friends. Forget about those guys. They were named the Black Regiment by the tyrant King George because they were the most feared. Not the military. It was the preachers that were the most feared.
And forget the fact they knew how to enlist the most men because they had congregations.
Interesting point. When King George and the Redcoats would find a preacher's home, you know what the first thing they'd do, friends? Was burn his library. They would burn his library. Get rid of the facts. History is written by men who hung heroes or burned libraries. But in this case, we won the day. Role of pastors removed from Revolutionary War in history. As a further example, consider the legendary Minutemen. You ever heard of those guys? Even though they are still honored in many texts, their leaders, the Reverend Jonas Clark, is no longer mentioned. Nor the fact that many of the Minutemen were deacons in his church, and the Reverend James Caldwell is no longer acknowledged as a key leader of military forces in New Jersey. Nor the Reverend John Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg, who led 300 men from his church against the British to give you your country, friends, as one of Washington's most trusted generals. How come we don't hear about them? Because, friends, you're allowing them to burn the library. You're allowing them, friends, to burn the library. Economic view of history. Under the economic view of American history, talking about tearing down the revisionists, Americans now believe that the early colonists came to America seeking land and gold. They were. It's called freedom and religious freedom. That was their land and their gold, friends. That was their milk and their honey, the best of the land. Freedom. How many people sit in jail talk about money? How many people sit in jail that are repentant?
Yep.
Talk about land or riches. No, they talk about freedom, don't they?
Amen.
Yeah, because they're really sorry.
Yep.
Let me go on.
And that's the true treasure.
So America's seeking land and gold rather than for the reason most cited by the colonists, evangelization, and most now except the colonies were founded for trade, fishing, and other economic enterprises, even though more than half were founded by gospel ministers for religious purposes. Yeah. Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Georgia. And if religion is discussed in a text, it will be to the present the 21 deaths during the Salem witch trials rather than giving the Great Awakenings, the Civil War revivals, or the turn of the century revivals that led to widespread urban renewal and the end of child labor. So let's just wink at that. Let's strain
at
the
gnats. That's a lot of winking.
And swallow the revisionists. Yeah. Let's strain at the gnat and let's strain at history and swallow the revolutionists, friends. Because that's exactly what they're hoping that you do. Hoping that you fall for. Even if most Americans realized that we were a republic or a constitutional republic, this guy would have been, he would have been over with a long time ago. He'd have been impeached. He would have been dealt with right away after his first violation, not his 300th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's the impeachment?
What, are you going to say something, Jake? You're going to sit there and look at me like a cow looking at a new gate.
Just listening and continuing to absorb that which dispels all.
You're absorbing the genius, aren't you?
Yes.
Of our forefathers.
It's good to be in the same room with you.
No, of our forefathers.
That's true, too.
Yeah. You don't see a picture of me on the logo.
Not yet.
No. That's not. Dude, that's all patriots.
That's right.
All right?
Every one of you.
You don't have to be just hey, listen. When
can
we
I be
die,
a patriot?
It doesn't say male or female are going to be up there in
That's
heaven.
True.
We're going to be all as the angels of heaven, the Bible says. Isn't that interesting when you hear all these whack prosperity preachers? Oh, I went to heaven, man. Me and my wife are going to have this special house over here.
You get a palace.
Really? What Bible you been reading there, dog?
Bible? What's a Bible?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, brother.
Oh, man, I got all these dummies out here, man. They just believe everything I say. They give me all their money.
Jesus,
that's all I do
is
say, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy, and they're right there to give me something. If it's not their house, it's their car. And they do it because they know not Scripture. Just like the people in America capitulating today.
to every whim and every oppressive measure laid on them by a corrupt administration, and they think it's law because, well, the government knows better. Well, in this particular situation, you're to know better.
That's right. Because it's your government
who
created this thing.
Yes. And I'm not saying a lot of people aren't involved. There's no question. But they really do need to honor the sacrifice and read the documents for themselves.
And
I just read the Bill of Rights yesterday. Yeah. Day before, I read the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. I do that more than not.
Study it. Preach it from the pulpits.
Yeah. Usurpations.
Yep.
Yeah. It's seen a lot of similarities today.
Matter of fact,
but they fought against it. They didn't just submit to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And as we're talking about secession earlier, I think, was it this week or last week, 50 states have submitted.
Yeah.
I think North Carolina, Texas.
What do you mean submitted? What do you got to, like, ask for? You got to, like, send in a permission slip to Scalia?
Well, no, not to Scalia. They send it actually to the White House. And so then the White House records how many people from each state are demanding secession, for example.
Okay.
Secession, that was our first secession, was we seceded, the original 13 colonies, guess who they seceded from? A tyrant named King George.
Oh.
So secession is nothing new to us.
That's,
as a matter of fact.
That's the fire that we were born in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, talking about revision, now it's a Declaration of Independence. Well, independence from what? Well, independence from Great Britain. That's why we signed the document, the Declaration of Independence. We weren't just going to, I mean, who are we independent from now? We seceded. But revisionists have now kind of penciled it in, and now, you know, this is interesting, too. This is way off the topic, but it's right on the topic of revision. Because then Abraham Lincoln, and we have the Pledge of Allegiance, which, by the way, was written by a socialist in that mentality. Now, we need to understand it differently than the way that they wanted us to understand it.
Well, that was changed up in 54, correct?
When we got under God, that's correct.
Yeah.
That was to throw the bone to the evangelicals. But the point is that our government, when it says one nation, indivisible, right?
Yeah.
Undividable.
Yeah.
Why are they saying that? You can hear it from two different angles. One angle is from those that say, well, you don't have the right to secede. We're undividable. We're one nation under God, undividable, indivisible, right? With liberty and justice for all, which would only be the liberty and justice they would give. Or you can hear it from the way that, go ahead.
I know, I'm on you. Mm-hmm. I'm on top of what you're saying right now. So it'd be involuntary servitude to be it by force.
That's right.
And you're telling me that's exactly, well, of course, that's what Lincoln was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to get a war going between the North and the South again.
Yes.
But
again, here's where we go back to the concept that we were talking about in the break. When Christ said, I cannot spend more time with you, and I'm paraphrasing the scripture, because basically the prince of the world is coming for me, but he has nothing in me.
Whoa, hold, slow your roll. You just went from the Pledge of Allegiance to where we are.
Because we're talking about the North and the South and seceding and things like that.
But what was your point?
My point is...
You're confusing people. Namely me. That's what Carrie just did, too.
Carrie's confused. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, clarify.
Seconds. Okay, really quick. We have nothing in it. When we open the door to sin in a nation, we open the door to things like a civil war. We open the door to things like tyranny. Because where sin begins, you need a master. If we don't submit ourselves to God, then we will submit ourselves to a tyrant.
Yep.
And then they start talking that, well, you can't, now that you've done business with me, you can't go back.
That's right.
And that's exactly what happened.
Then that's where they manipulate the politician by force.
Yep.
And then they have backdoor deals, and they'll just say, hey, listen, if you don't do it my way, we're going to expose you for this.
Stay pure. The devil has nothing in you.
Amen.
Walk in liberty.
He that committeth sin is a servant of sin, said Christ. Get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. 2 to 4 Central Standard Time, Saturday live, 2 hours tomorrow, friends.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.